This is Radio Health Journal. I'm Nancy Benson. This week, trypophobia, the fear of clustered holes.
I do refer to it as the most common phobia you've never heard of.
It sounds strange, but 15% of people may be afflicted. We'll tell you how when Radio Health Journal returns.
I'm Reed Pence, the producer and host of Radio Health Journal. If you like listening to Radio Health Journal, you'll also like our sister show, Viewpoints, which covers a wide array of topics, from education to history to the environment. Here's a preview of what they're covering this week on Viewpoints.
It does have this reputation or image as being a relatively harmless condition.
The perception versus the reality of living with obsessive compulsive disorder. Then,
you will see people who are not of the particular race and ethnic background being cast in those roles.
We explore the darker history of opera. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Listen to Radio Health Journal and Viewpoints on your favorite radio station. And subscribe and listen anytime on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Also, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Radio Health Journal.
An estimated 20 million Americans have a phobia. Some of them are well known, like claustrophobia or arachnophobia. But you probably haven't heard of trypophobia, the fear of clustered holes, such as a honeycomb pattern, or the three camera lenses clustered together on the new iPhones. Although few people know of this phobia, and few admit to it out loud, trypophobia is surprisingly common. Up to 16% of the population suffers from it, according to Dr. Jeff Cole of the Center for Brain Science at the University of Essex.
Trypophobia is an aversion of holes. They feel uncomfortable or anxious when they see a small collection of holes all clustered together.
For people like Carrie Taylor, administrator of a trypophobia support group on Facebook, simple everyday objects can trigger a violent fear.
Macaroni, if I cook macaroni and it sticks to the bottom of the pot, but it's facing upwards, so you look into the pot and you just have this group of round circular holes sort of looking back at you. Oh my God, that's really bad.
One of the interesting things about trypophobia is it can be triggered by a whole range of objects. It can be any object, as long as the object has got the critical features. So it can be clusters of holes. I mean, gosh, you could think of many examples of where you get clusters of holes.
Cole says for some people, macaroni is incredibly upsetting. For others, cantaloupe with its clustered seed pods can make their skin crawl. And for still others, it's honeycombs that are the worst. And just as people are triggered by a variety of objects, their reactions also vary greatly. Some people simply feel a little uncomfortable, while others are completely shut down with fear.
It can have a debilitating effect on some people. I do remember one time I seen a picture that I won't repeat, but I then had to go out and I sat in the car for 2 hours on my way crying because I couldn't get the image out of my head, and it's hard to explain the feeling, I guess, but it's just absolutely stays with me, makes me feel sick and disgusted and repulsed.
Feelings of disgust are common reactions when those with trypophobia see a triggering image or pattern. But physical reactions are also common, according to Dr. Keith Wagner of the University of Texas Medical Branch at Galveston.
People who experience trypophobia whenever they're exposed to these images often feel cutaneous sensations. They feel uneasy. People have reported it feels like their skin is crawling. People have reported that it makes them feel like they need to itch or scratch or pick their skin.
Many people speculate trypophobia is an evolutionary response to disease or harmful animals. However, like many phobias, there's no confirmed cause. So it can seem completely illogical to those without the fear, and even those with it.
You would feel, this can't be right, that I feel like this when I look at clusters of holes, so maybe I'll just keep this one to myself.
I don't think it's taken seriously by a lot of medical people, although I think there are some that will accept it, but I don't think it's really taken seriously overall, so is probably why it's not so well known at this stage. People just aren't able to understand that a group of holes can cause such issue with some people.
Many people who previously kept their fear to themselves have found support through the Facebook page that Carrie Taylor helps run.
I find it's helpful for most people in just knowing that there's others that are out there that understand, I think, because most people have trouble understanding that this is a phobia and this has an actual impact on day-to-day life. And I think that's the same thing for most people. Even now, so many years down the track from me realising, we have a lot of people that will come in, they say, oh, thank you for adding me, thank you for letting me join. I had no idea this was a thing. I thought I was the only one. And that happens so often. So I think for most people, the most helpful thing is just having a place to go where people will actually understand how you feel.
Taylor says the Facebook page is a safe space to share stories and coping mechanisms that's free of trypophobic images or other triggers that can send people into a panic.
One of the rules is that if you're going to make a post with detail, that you need to put trigger warning at the beginning of the post. So I guess as an admin, my main role is to make sure that's happening and that everyone is playing nice.
Unfortunately, of course, not everyone always plays nice on the internet. Trypophobic images are sometimes maliciously posted to the Facebook page and across the internet.
The one that started a lot of people discovering that they have a problem is the photoshopped picture of a lotus pod on a person's body. So it was photoshopped to look like the body had this repetitive pattern of holes in their body.
Wagner says those kind of photoshopped scams are common. They often try to frighten people into thinking that they could catch such a skin disease. It's why he runs a website, skinhoax.com, to separate the hoaxes from the all-too-real.
We collect lots of fake online skin disease images there, and an awful lot of them contain trypophobic components. So people are using them to disturb other people.
But Cole says these images are disturbing not only to those with trypophobia.
Those images look pretty disgusting for just about everybody.
Phobias generate little understanding. To those who've never experienced one, they can seem completely illogical, as if they must be fake. But psychologists say they're completely real. And with so little understanding of trypophobia, Taylor says it's important to have an outlet like her Facebook community. Health professionals like Cole and Wagner hope to see more research in the future to help people get over this little-known but surprisingly common fear. Our writer-producer this week is Morgan Kelly. Our studio producer is Jason Dickey. I'm Nancy Benson.
Radio Health Journal returns in just a moment.
Research shows that for people seeking health benefits from food, weight loss tops the list. And every year, 45 million Americans go on a diet. Registered dietitian Courtney Romano, health advisor for the California Table Grape Commission, has some grape tips.
Maintaining a healthy weight is important for good health. A first step is to find ways to eat more fruits and vegetables every day. For example, juicy sweet grapes are a tasty choice without the added fat, salt, sugar, and calories found in many processed snacks. Keep a bowl of grapes handy for anytime snacking and freeze grapes for a tasty, cool treat.
Grapes from California are in season now. A 3/4 cup serving has just 90 calories, no fat, and no cholesterol. Grapes are a natural source of beneficial antioxidants and other polyphenols. Visit grapesfromcalifornia.com to learn more.
The COVID-19 pandemic contributed to a nearly 30% rise in drug overdose deaths during 2020. Surgery, however, also plays an often overlooked role in the opioid epidemic. Many patients continue to use prescribed opioids months after their procedures. That's why pain medicine specialists have developed strategies to reduce opioid misuse. According to Dr. David Dickerson, chair of the Committee on Pain Medicine at the American Society of Anesthesiologists.
Even if patients don't take opioids before surgery, many continue to use them for months afterward, increasing the risk for accidental overdose. To prevent overdoses or uncontrolled pain after surgery, it's never too early to involve a physician anesthesiologist or another pain medicine specialist.
Early strategies are important. For example, pain medicine specialists are increasingly prescribing prehabilitation to give patients better surgical outcomes and are managing pain before surgery in parts of the body that may not even be related to the surgery. Find out more at asahq.org.
And that's Radio Health Journal for this week. Radio Health Journal is a production of MediaTrax Communications. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more. And check Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify for a library of past programs. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and information about our guests at radiohealthjournal.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Radio Health Journal.
Coming up next week on Radio Health Journal.
Grief is going to be a part of your life, probably forever until you die. But over time, as we adapt to the loss, as grief sort of recedes into the background.
Getting past the devastating loss of a loved one.
Then the other benefits of being a musician.
They easily learn foreign languages by ear, and they are also very good in identifying a particular language tones.
All that and more on Radio Health Journal.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.